Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Get speedy. Oh, no, it's actually really hard to stop once
you think
start.
We should do a thing tomorrow. We just, you'll hear Fiona and I did a lot of singing on today's show.
We are singing, and that's going to be
what
so
crap. We're singing tomorrow?
The Taylor Swift songs.
Oh,
spoiler
Jesus.
Alert, surprise, surprise, surprise. Ah, I can't stop now. Is it really annoying? Because obviously I'm not like an old school radio person. So
yeah,
I don't get it. I know it's a big taboo thing.
Sing on air ain't good.
Right.
Sometimes you can't help yourself. Sometimes it's hard to stop. Sometimes you have to break into song.
I'm going to bring... The Ash was bad for this. Not you. You stop it, please.
I'm just exhausted.
I'm going to bring like a tiny little water gun. And every time you start singing... I'll spray you.
I thought you were going to say you're going to bring me in something useful, like the do's and don'ts of radio. But no, you're just going to spray me
with
water.
I do have a book called How to Make Great Radio.
I will read that, actually. Thank you very much. Do not spray me with a water gun.
I will write my own radio book. I was doing a radio producer course.
Yeah, it's going to be like, he's going to bring it into me and it's going to be like, by Callum Farmer.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning, hello.
Good morning. Wednesday. We're halfway through.
Yeah, we're making progress, lads.
Ah, we're getting there for God's sake.
There is no doubt about it. We are making some moves. Hope everyone's good this morning.
It's trucking along. Hope you're good.
How are you doing, Fi?
I'm good. I took my life into my own hands. I started making my porridge downstairs and obviously then I checked the time and I was like, I better get back up there. I'm on the radio now in a few seconds. So I left it cooking.
Oh.
And which is fine. In the microwave just. But
without supervision when there's all those vultures around you could eat your porridge.
They could. But imagine stealing someone's porridge. I feel like it's not an appealing thing to swipe. But the thing is, I put it on for 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And usually I take it out around 2:10 before it explodes all over the microwave region. Mm. So I'm going to go back down when we have the song and I hope that it isn't a hurricane situation.
But updates to come across the show. This
Oh God, yeah. I mean, it's a live developing story.
Especially because there's people probably down there now. I'd love to cross live to the microwave.
Yeah, we're going live to the microwave.
Where
and the scenes are,
saying, are
diabolical.
People are saying.
People are in canoes.
What kind of an absolute wagon would leave their porridge in a microwave exploded and walk away from the crime scene?
I know. It's a hit and run.
Listen, go sort it out. I want to know how this goes.
Okay.
Is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I'm trying to be more positive and have a more positive outlook on things in my life. Do you know when you try and like just have a bit of a moan to someone and they refuse to let you be annoyed about something? You're like, oh God, like I just got fired. I lost my job. And they're like, well, at least you had the opportunity to work there in the first place.
Yeah.
And you learned so much.
Toxic positivity.
Yeah. And now you have a clean slate and the world's your oyster. Or you're like, my rent's gone up. And it's like, this is the chance for you to be resourceful and to budget better, and you're going to learn so much more about the prices of things in different supermarkets because you're going to have to go to every single one of them so that you can try and pay less money for food and afford your rent. It's great. It's a gift.
Couldn't really cope now with that.
It's not good, but I'm like, maybe it'll be fine if it's on my own terms. So I'm like, let's look at things that have happened to me recently positively. I was telling you on Monday morning, arguably the worst possible morning for this to happen. Uncooked porridge oats. The cylinder that you purchase of the radiotes exploded all over my bag. Mm. Not exploded. The lid caught when I was trying to take the thing out of the bag and it just went everywhere. Now, I did salvage some porridge for the breakfast that morning because
there could have been some hairbrush hair and all in
there. There probably was a few bits going on. I used the scooper and I just went straight into the bag and I got it out. And look, it works. It works. I'm just trying to be more sustainable.
Yeah.
I don't like food waste.
No.
But the rest of the oats did sadly go in the bin. And I was like, how can I put a positive spin on this? At least it wasn't cooked porridge.
True.
Do you know what I mean? There was also rubbier honey in my bag. It could have been that. Mm. No, it was just dry. The steaks
you bring
were
in
low.
A huge amount of stuff in that bag, though. There's stuff that I would never risk transporting. Yeah. What was it a few weeks ago? I tried to be like, do you know what? I'll bring it to work tomorrow. A yogurt. Nah, yogurt went all over the bag, you see. You take risks with honey, so I think you're quite a brave person as it is.
I know. See, I normally put them in a little mini tote bag that I have in there, which is like my lunch bag of sorts. There is a yogurt just rallying around my bag at the moment, just raw dogging. I'm really, really playing with fire this morning.
Wow.
And I was thinking over the years, like a lot of things have exploded into my bag. Like obviously there's been yogurt. Yeah, no, nothing. Hey, nothing dirty. It's 7 a.m. Come on. Nothing sick. I know exploded is a very suggestive word.
I was thinking about all the things that have exploded into my bag over the years.
And what does bag even mean? No. So obviously there has been yogurts. There's been a banana. Everyone's had a crushed banana in their bag. I remember.
You think that these kind of things will leave you, will stay behind in your school days, but they actually follow you into adulthood.
They don't. Even when you're a grown-up lady who brings a handbag to work, you're still at risk.
And everyone's at risk.
I remember once, you know, like mini rolls, the little like Cadbury mini rolls that you get, one of them
a lot of
matched.
Potential squish.
I was like, I'm not going to eat that. I should take it out of the bag because soon it's going to start seeping out. You know when you squeeze it like a
be honest,
did I eat it?
Did you have a little taste?
No. It was all over the bag.
Oh, come on. I'm
and
sure it was rand.
It was the jam edition. Oh. Like, it wasn't the chocolate cream one. It was the jam. But the worst and best at everything, everywhere, all at once thing that's ever
exploded
into my bag. Found wings in my bag, taken off and made its presence felt all over my bag. This is a few years ago. I was working in Roadwatch, shout out, always in my thoughts, and I was getting a snack at the deli in Dunn's Georgia Street, as is customary when you're working in that area. And I decided to get a bag of something. And I opened, this was a backpack at the time because I was a bit younger and cooler.
Bring a backpack to work.
Yeah, but you're young and cool.
Oh.
I'm a lady with a handbag.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine.
And I open my bag and I'm hit with this kind of strong deli smell. An entire bag of cocktail sausages had exploded. Again, exploded. I can't think of another word. They were
sausages exploded in the bag this time.
Yeah, sausages. Right. What else can I say?
You're growing up.
Only cocktail sausages now, so it wasn't the best night. But yeah, that was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard to get the grease out of it. The sausages exploded and it was hard. Guys, stop. It was tough to get the smell and the grease out of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying at least it wasn't a sausage ragu. You know, at least it wasn't a spaghetti sauce.
Oh, this is bringing it back to the initial point of being positive.
You know what I mean?
Understood.
So I'm just saying the next time something loses its solid nature in your bag, maybe there's a positive spin you can put on it.
Thanks, Fiona. That was great.
No,
really inspiring stuff. You know, if I wanted to be inspired, this is where I'd be each morning between 7 and 10. Fully charged. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
In news that some might say, obviously, and others might say, what? It turns out trigger warnings on content online might actually increase clicks than the opposite. Yeah, you see this a lot, especially on Instagram, I suppose you see it a lot. Mostly on, are there trigger warnings on TikTok?
There'd be sometimes it'll flag up being like, this content might not be suitably appropriate for younger viewers.
Right, okay.
That was a great impression of that. Or the person might on their own content say trigger warning, whatever the subject matter is that's not great or whatever they discuss.
If the person on the TV says the following program contains flashing images or scenes of an adult nature, like get me in
there.
I'm interested.
And I'm getting closer to the TV. I'm clockwork oranging my eyes.
Obviously, the idea is that these trigger trigger warning, shield viewers from any content that they might find distressing. But a study has found that young people in particular who are met with these online go clicking and get straight in there and more inclined to engage with the material. They looked at 261 people and nearly 90% chose to view the flagged content despite the warnings. And even individuals who'd experienced trauma were no less likely to click through. It is one of those things, I think, with so much horror going on in the world, there are trigger warnings that I'm like, no, I can't right now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes you know that's not for me today.
Exactly. But I will say, if it's a Netflix show and you get the flash in the corner, blah, 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 I'm like, this is going to be heavy.
You almost want to mark it off, being like, oh, there's the bad language. Yeah, oh, there's the adult themes.
Yeah. Got the adult themes. It is an interesting one. Do you know that girl? She was on iCarly. Yeah. Jeanette McCurdy. And she brought out that book, I'm Glad My Mom Died, which was heavy book. And she was kind of saying she doesn't believe in trigger warnings because she thinks like you should face up to things.
I think the problem is, it's if you're hopping on the Lewis and it's 7:10 in the morning and you're just trying to get through your morning and already you've seen something that is one of the most horrible things you've seen.
Yeah.
It doesn't set you up right for the day.
And someone could be watching over your shoulder and you have to turn around and be like, no, I'm not like this. Like, this isn't my own personal video. It just popped up.
I think because it's so everywhere all the time, then, you know, maybe. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they did say, one of the girls who participated in the study saying, trigger warnings don't really bother me at all. In fact, I think my brain wants to be triggered a lot of the time. This grabs my attention.
Legend.
Cool girl.
All right.
I was thinking, if trigger warnings do enhance intrigue and keep people listening or keep people watching, maybe we should incorporate trigger warnings before we play certain songs on spin, right? Just to kind of say,
There's some dirt on this.
Spicy. Uh-huh. Okay. So I was thinking, for Disco Lines, a song we're playing a lot at the moment, Broke Boys, something like this. Trigger warning, financial discrimination, likely to offend all of us who live paycheck to paycheck and will never own a house in this country of Ireland.
I would like to hear that before listening
to someone rebuke
Broke Boys. Exactly. Justice for Broke Boys.
Maybe for Ed Sheeran and Sapphire, unproblematic, you might say. Well, not in this woke society. Trigger warning, excessive wholesomeness, risk of feeling warm and fuzzy inside.
Oh, very important. You can't let people just go and feel warm and fuzzy without a bit of warning.
Yeah, but you need...
It's not safe.
It's not consent. What if you get too warm,
too fuzzy?
Yeah, and it's not appropriate.
Disaster.
What about for Justin Bieber and Daisies? Sneeze warning for hay fever sufferers. High pollen exposure association likely to cause upset to many hay fever sufferers. Reduce your exposure to pollen by keeping windows closed, wearing wraparound sunglasses and checking the pollen forecast.
Very important. A lot of hay fever in Ireland.
It really is. And daisies are one of the worst, would you believe? You know? We're about to play you this. Alex Warren and Ordinary. So we'll say something like... Trigger warning, emotionally mature guitar man with deep voice may cause ex-partner nostalgia and cause some rain window staring.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Oh my god. Is someone doing bad on purpose?
I don't know.
I'm looking at you, Callum. That is shocking. If he asks, we slayed it, okay?
Oh, no, don't let him listen back ever. Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. The game where if you say the thing that Dave has written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. He might be off in New York City, but you may be sure he left us 5 questions and 5 answers so we could continue on with this game this week. And standing by to give this a go this morning is Kira, who is on her way to work. What is work for you, Kira?
I'm in a finance company in Human Resources.
Ooh, you're a finance bro or a finance broette. Oh, you're in the Human Resources, did you say? So you have to be dealing with them all?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
God.
They all come in and be like, oh, my gilet is too tight. Can you help me, Kira? Loosen it up. My chino's got a stain on them from the coffee machine. That kind of thing.
She'll say no more. Listen, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. This is the game. Well, Dave has left us all of his questions and your job, I'm sure you know, is to say something completely different to what Dave has written down. Do you understand the rules of the game?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We wish you the very best of luck. Let's kick this off.
Good luck.
Round 1. Name any country.
Scotland.
Ooh. Scotland. And Dave has written down?
And I have written down Poland.
Okay, very good. You're through to round two.
Good. That is one IMC Cinema Pass in the bag for you there, Ciara. Do you want to keep playing?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Let's do this. Back to Dave.
Round two. Name any app on your phone.
Facebook.
Let's check in with Dave.
And I have written down calculator.
Oh, of course he does. He's such a mathematical wizard. Well done, Ciara. Two IMC Cinema Passes for you. Would you like to play on?
Yeah.
Amazing. Right.
Let's do this.
Round three. Name something you might see in New York City.
A hot dog stand.
Oh, very good.
Hot dog stand.
I like that, Ciara.
You're on the ball. There's no way. Surely there's no way. Dave.
And I have written down Central Park.
Yay! Ah, basic bitch, Dave. And cool girl, Ciara, is what we'll call you. Three IMC Cinema Passes. Would you like to play on?
Yeah.
Round four. Name any girl band that ever existed.
That's tough.
The Spice Girls.
The Spice Girls. Let's go back to Dave.
And I have written down Spice Girls.
No!
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
My God, I don't believe it. What are the bloody chances? Let's just see how you would have got on and what he's left us, because I'm really curious now to scratch the itch of what he's left us as well. Just for the crack, let's see what question five was.
Round five. Name any member of the Spice Girls.
Oh, the dirty divil.
Kept it relevant.
Yeah. All right, Ciara, what are you saying?
Victoria Beckham.
Victoria Beckham, back to Dave.
And I have written down Posh Spice herself, Victoria Beckham.
Okay, Ciara, I'm delighted. That actually makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah, that makes it better. Whoa, you guys were very in sync.
Ciara and Fiona, has anyone yet watched the Victoria Beckham documentary on Netflix?
Do you know what? I actually did watch it, but then I fell asleep. Okay. But it seemed good. I woke up just as the fashion show, spoiler alert, went off without a hitch. Okay. So it was good, though.
Did you watch it, Ciara?
I haven't watched it yet, no.
Or would you be arsed?
Probably not, no.
Yeah, fair enough.
It was great. She seems good crack.
Especially not after
not
that.
Not after that sickening blow.
Ciara, have a lovely day. Sorry that didn't work out for
good
you.
Good luck, Ciara. Sorry.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Under pressure, name any girl band that ever existed.
I would be saying Girls Aloud.
Destiny's Child.
Sugar Babes.
Little Mix.
Fifth Harmony.
Oh, that's hard. Okay, are we running low on girl bands already?
Hang on now. There's got to be more.
Other girl bands, come on, ever. I'm trying to think way back in the like 80s, 90s.
What about another variation of the Sugar Babes? There were a few. Oh, what was the band that Mr. Michelle Visage was in?
See?
Hey!
You kind of would default to Spice Girls quite quickly, wouldn't you?
I know, but I'd really try not to, because I'd be like, that's probably who he's doing. Hey, here's a girl band.
Are they a girl band?
Yeah, Huntrix.
Huntrix are a girl band.
From the movie.
From the movie.
Demon Hunters.
Huntrix from the movie, as Fiona said, K-pop Demon Hunters. This is Golden. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I really don't want Lewis Capaldi fans to think that I'm poo-pooing the song, but God, it would just send you to sleep, lads.
I just hope he's okay. Like, can we check in?
I'm sure he's doing better. He's back. I don't think... I'm kind of saying... I don't think he's ever going to release a very happy song. I thought maybe if a couple of albums in that he is now, he might change it up a bit. I hoped he would. We know he can do a sad song really well. We know he can hit the emotions and the high notes from that song. But
the high notes are impressive. It's kind of really the kind of song that like on like week six of Dancing with the Stars, when they do the dance with their bare feet to show that it's like, this is when the emotion hits.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think of when I think of Something in the Heavens by Lewis Capaldi.
It's just all the time, isn't it? I'm like, come on, show us what else you got. Come on, release.
Give us a smile, Lewis.
Release a trance song. Have a bit of crack.
Dublin Travel
with Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
I want him to be the next vocalist on the inevitable upcoming David Guetta release.
Oh my God, I can see
just
that.
Thinking about summertime and being in about a pool party or
being
something.
Being on a yacht in Ibiza.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Okay, it's just gone 5 to 8. Alex, how are things on the roads?
Good morning, guys.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. What's the crack?
How are you getting on? I was just thinking, it's Wednesday. What are we going to do tomorrow without Dave for the girly quiz?
Oh, good Lord.
I know. We haven't this organised at all.
Oh, no, we do. Oh. We do. We have a big guest coming in tomorrow.
A big special guest?
Yes, we do. Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts?
Yeah.
The TikTok star?
Yes.
The guy who starred on Netflix's Squid Game Challenge own game show?
God, you're making this sound so natural, Fiona.
I know,
yes,
right?
That is him.
The newest host of Ireland AM.
Wow, you had this so randomly in your head.
The guy from Donegal.
Eric Roberts. Yeah, he's coming in. He's taking on the girly quiz tomorrow. We're really excited to have him in. I actually am, not going to lie, like a little bit starstruck.
Yeah, no, it's a big deal. I like when Dave goes away and we get some new people around here, some funny guys.
I wonder how Eric will do on this, on the girly quiz. Okay, look, let's just talk you through how this is going to work, okay? Girly quiz. Basically, if you don't know, the girly quiz happens once a week. It's where myself, Fiona, and the women of Dublin, we come together and we quiz Dave on all things girly. In his absence tomorrow, it will be Eric Roberts. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Because he's such a big star, I imagine the demand is going to be high for our phone of females.
Yeah, people are going to want to get in there.
Exactly. So if you'd like to be Eric Roberts' phone of female, i.e. one of his and his most important lifeline on the girly quiz tomorrow, message us the word girly now in a WhatsApp. Get yourself registered. And just remember, just for coming on, if you get the question wrong or right, it doesn't matter. We will sort you either way. With a €50 Just Eat voucher.
Wow.
All right?
Very nice.
Eric Roberts taking on the girly quiz tomorrow. If you want to chat to him, if you want to help him out, if you want to be friends.
You want to do him a solid.
087-711-1038. Throw the word girly in WhatsApp to us now. And we'll hopefully have you on chatting to Eric Roberts tomorrow.
Let's do it. It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Dave's in New York.
He is.
He'll be back with us next week.
Ah, we're missing him terribly. And I'd say he's raging he missed out on yesterday because it was a big day in the office.
Yes, of course, yeah.
We had our two presidential candidates in to debate with Pat Kenny, who chaired it. And, it was a big deal. Everyone wanted the office clean. There could be no bags. There could be no coats hanging on chairs, which I'm sure, to be fair, if Catherine Connolly or Heather Humphreys walked in here and someone had a coat hanging over their office chair, they would have said, I'm not doing this to me.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't run a tight ship around here. It's and funny, that's not the kind of thing I'm looking for.
Running out the door just running to get a coffee after the show. And the amount of people gathered to try and obviously grab them, like as they were walking out, like a lot of media and stuff, it was like weird. And it's funny when you feel like you kind of get the main character energy for like a split second because you walk out and everyone glances and you're like, nope, she's not going to be one. She's not a presidential candidate.
You're like, but if you have any questions for me about the housing crisis, I'll tell you what I think.
And there was a good buzz around, obviously, on the back of it.
There was. It must be tough. Like, you're getting questioned about all sorts. I know there's been a bit of feedback for some of the questions that the presidential candidates have received. Not yesterday, off Pat Kenny. I don't think he's been getting too much flack. But for example, Heather Humphreys recently was asked this question.
And the presidential toaster, will it be in the press or on the countertop?
No, it'll be in the press.
That was from Katie Hannon. That's obviously a reference.
Katie Hannon knows better than that.
That's obviously a reference to Dairy Girls, if you remember that episode where they were trying to like bring, I forget what the like initiative was called, but it was like bringing the Catholic and Protestant school kids together, and they were like, what are some similarities that Catholics and Protestants have? And all the kids could come up with was differences, and one of them was Protestants keep their toaster in the cupboard. So
no way.
Yeah, so I think that's where it comes from, and I don't think
you can even hear, though, you can hear Katie Hannon at the end just like hating everything.
Yeah,
and the presidential toaster, will it be in the press or on the countertop?
No, it'll be in the press.
Right, okay.
I was like, right, okay, right, I hate whoever handed me this question.
We're having a chat with our producers after this show.
And obviously, I mean, as you may not know this, you listening, we've been in touch with both presidential candidates and their teams because we have a lot of questions that we'd like to ask, and unfortunately neither of them have gotten back to us yet.
Which was a crying shame considering they were in the building yesterday anyway.
Yeah, it's like, do you want the youth vote or not?
Yeah,
like, do you know what I mean? So we're cutting it fine now, like the election's only around the corner. Yeah. So I'm thinking we might not have time to ask these directly to Catherine or Heather. So I was thinking, will we just ask them here on air? And maybe if they happen to listen to this, if they're listening to Fully Charged right now, they can get in touch. Please, Catherine or Heather, feel free to get in touch with answer to any of these questions that we might have.
Yeah.
So my first one, what is your favourite ABBA song? second,
can I just pause there for a sec? Sorry, did you include that question on your list of what we sent to try and get clearance to get an interview?
Yeah, because and I was thinking,
why the ABBA song? Just wondering.
Well, they ask about toasters, and this was another question in Dairy Girls. Catholics like ABBA, Protestants don't. So I'm just like waiting to hear back. I didn't come up with that. Dairy Girls did. No other sectarian potential threats on my list. Do you feel confident distinguishing between a Labubu and a Lafufu? That is important,
Fiona,
for the president.
Colin,
to know.
Did you approve these before they were sent over for clearance?
You have to understand. Understand the youth. What is the best pizza slice in Dublin? Who would win in a fight between Barry Keoghan and Cillian Murphy? Because we have to stay true to our roots and spin. And finally, would you still love me if I was a worm? Catherine Connolly.
Sorry.
What are yours?
I'm just looking back. I'm checking the email that I sent off as well to the Oroctus crew to get clearance on this.
Okay.
I did have written down, what way do you like to face in the shower?
Okay. Yeah. Do you like to gulp the shower water or not? Yeah. That's good.
I also asked, in your opinion, what's the correct way to eat a purple snack?
Oh, see, I feel like Heather would bite a little bit off the top and a little bit off the bottom and suck the straw.
Catherine would go straight in, I think.
She goes straight in. Mm.
When you're brushing your teeth, do you wet the toothbrush before or after putting on toothpaste?
We need to know that. We need to know. Oh, I actually have Dave's questions here as well.
That's no wonder we didn't have a look in.
No, his are good. His are pretty good. This one, how many sugars do you put in your tea? I know that is what Dave Hammond would be asking.
Yeah. He puts a lot in. He's probably just wondering if he can, you know, relate to the president.
Something we need to know. Do you think my girlfriend loves me or is just settling? What are your thoughts, Catherine? Please weigh in. And finally, he asked, which of my housemates do you think likes me the most? They're a bit personal, but everyone is kind of looking for something different from the president.
He likes a bit of reassurance.
He does.
And no more so than from the future president.
Exactly.
Well, I understand, but they didn't come anywhere near us yesterday when they were in. They stuck with News Talk, and I would say, fair enough.
It's not too late, guys.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Question for you this morning, if you are someone who goes to the barber, or if you are a barber, do you go on your phone in the barber or not? Phone or no phone? Get in touch. 087 711 1038. Text us, voice note us, whatever, what have you. Phone or no phone?
Are you saying like as a customer?
Yeah. If you are sitting in the barber's chair,
surely.
Do you go on your phone
or not?
Yeah. Well, the reason I ask is because I was getting my hair done last week, right? And if you're a girl who kind of maybe has a bit longer hair, might get highlights or balayage or whatever, you kind of know the situation. You're strapping in for a few hours.
At the very least.
You're sitting in there. You're probably bringing snacks. Mm. You're probably bringing, like I used to bring my laptop and work from home when I was getting my hair done, just because you're there all day.
I remember my friend Emer and I, we got our hair done together once with this girl kind of out of hours. We didn't go in till 4 o'clock. We didn't leave till after midnight.
That's the way.
We ordered a Chinese and like we're eating at the desk, like chatting, playing music.
Fully, you'd have to. Or like if you're someone who gets like extensions put in, like the beads or whatever. Like it's
such an undertaking
thing.
Are you going to need a book top to bottom?
Oh, 100%. Like you're prepping, you're like, I'm going to need entertainment sources while I'm there. Like obviously you love chatting to the hairdresser as well, but sometimes they have to concentrate too. I remember when I used to be working from the hairdresser's and she'd be like, this suits me because like I have to concentrate as well. Maybe she just didn't really like me. But you know, she was like grand to not chat. But I was saying this to Dwayne and he was like, my partner, my fiance, my love of my life. And I was like, you know, just bringing all my stuff with me, all my gadgets, my Game Boys and my sources of entertainment for getting my hair done. And he was like, I hate getting my hair cut because like you can't be on your phone or anything.
What do you mean?
And I was like, what? And he was like, there's no phones. He said it like there's no phones on the barber floor. Like in the barbers, no one's on their phone.
Are you joking?
Like, you just sit there like staring at the mirror, maybe chatting to your barber.
And surely not.
I was like, is it like an etiquette thing? Like, is it like it seems rude to go on your phone or like
never
it's disrespectful to their work or like why would
Is it because it's maybe shorter?
Maybe. And
well, still, I feel like the barbers these days, they'd be in there for ages.
Yeah, doing those sick fades. I know they take time, brother. But he was like, I've never even thought about it. I've never even questioned it. I've just never been on my phone in the barber since he was, you know, whatever, a young kid. Well, obviously, wow. He didn't have a phone because he grew up in the 60s. But, like, you know, you don't have a phone, like, on when you're getting your hair done.
Not to mind bringing in the laptop working from home. Not to mind bringing in the book.
Absolutely
or
not.
The game
not
board.
A snack. Now, I know hairdressers and barbers like to give you a beverage of sorts, so maybe he's, you know, provided with a cold drink or whatever he's wanting. Well, yeah, no phones. I thought it was bizarre. So I thought I would ask the men of Dublin, the people of Dublin who go to barbers and barbers themselves.
I'm going to give my fella Jack a text and see, because I think he's actually booked in for the barbers tomorrow.
Oh, deadly. Yeah. Let's see. Maybe it's just a Dwayne thing. I don't know.
So
maybe
do you go on your phone in the barbers?
Yes. Phone or no phone? Just like, because we want to do a bit of a survey. You can just WhatsApp us phone or no phone and we'll know, your vote will be cast. Or you can voice note us if you have a story to tell. It's 087-711-1038. Get in touch.
I'm surprised by that.
It's a bit of a weird one, isn't it?
World. Although if it is the case that there's no phone, it's a nice break for the lads typically who go to barbers to not be on their phone. Yeah, interesting. Let's see.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Ben, what's the crack? How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
So Ben, you are a barber.
Oh, very good. I was hoping a barber would get
indeed,
in touch.
Yeah.
What's the general vibe with your clients? Are they on their phones, not on their phones?
It depends on the client, really.
And would you, would you find it rude, say, if someone took out their phone? Would you be like, oh, this lad?
No, not really. Usually they just scroll on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kind of when the conversations get a bit awkward.
I get you, because it's hard to sustain all the time. It's like, oh, are you going on any holidays this year? Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. And then you might need to concentrate on something.
But I just wonder, because obviously the theory now that we're thinking is that people, like lads, aren't really going on their phones and barbers. Are you saying it's kind of mixed 50-50?
Yeah, it's kind of mixed 50-50. Like, sometimes you just need to, like, lock in, so, like, you're not really talking.
Okay, I'd say, honestly, for the girls or for the people who use the hairdressers, it's probably 100%. So that's interesting.
I'd say definitely.
Yeah. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
No problem.
Talk to you later.
Okay, thank you, Ben. Okay, there you go. We've heard from a barber. Now we want to hear from the barberies, a.k.a. the people who are having their hair cut by the barber. Would you go on your phone or would you be absolutely scarlet? What are the rules? What's the etiquette? Let us know. 087-711-1038. Phone or no phone?
We're just girls.
We're just girls in the world. It's just hard.
Now, how are ya?
How are you getting on? We've been asking you this morning, barbers, people who go to the barber, lads who get their hair cut, do you go on your phone in the barber or not? Phone or no phone? 087-711-1038. Ask him, because my partner Dwayne says he's never gone on his phone in the barber. He just sits there and looks at the mirror politely. And I thought it was Matt.
That is really interesting. I can't imagine, like, you know, as someone who goes in, I don't necessarily get my hair, I avoid getting my hair cut at all, for as long as I can. But I have friends who go in and have to do the full, like, dyeing
experience. Yeah, you're getting highlights, you're getting whatever.
They get the bonds in or whatever. Yeah. And I can't imagine the panic, say, for example, if they got in and in a world where if chargers don't exist, they were going to have no phone for the experience.
You're just sitting there with your own thoughts.
So long, man.
And you feel rotten enough in the hairdresser as it is.
There's also, I read somewhere before, and I'm not sure if it's been enacted by anyone, but there was definitely this thought at some point that for certain hairdressers, upon booking, you could request whether you want to chat or just be left alone.
To have that
like free time just to switch off, you know?
Do you know when there used to be an option for that? If you were getting like a Brazilian, it would be like, do you want talk or no talk? Like if you're getting
an
intimate wax.
Wow, and it's like, really?
Do you know what? Maybe no talk.
How would you even be talking anyway? You'd be like,
and are you off to anywhere nice this year?
Listen, in the barber's, phone or no phone, I text Jack, my boyfriend, and he said, no, I wouldn't know. So that's one kind of in the barber.
Interesting.
Carl, what are you saying? Phone or no phone at the barber's?
No phone.
Really? And has that always been the way for you, Carl?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
What was it that made you feel like this isn't the place for me to be on my phone?
It was about, half an hour, 40 minutes, phone away, and back out then to the real life after that.
Okay, so it's a little escapism thing.
And so do you always go to
so
you always go to the same barber, like you would always have a chat kind of thing, and you'd feel maybe rude to go on your phone? Or am I putting
it? Yeah, probably, yeah.
No, that's pretty cool. It's nice, like, back to the real world after.
So I love it. Yeah.
That's lovely.
Okay, very good. Very interesting.
Nice. Thanks, yeah. Carl.
Thank you, Carl. No worries, thanks.
Bye-bye. I'd love to know what our Dave does. I'd say our Dave wouldn't dream of going on his phone at his barber's. He seems to have the utmost respect for that barber.
But I can't.
He's missed really important show things to be like, I'm really sorry, but I can't cancel on me barber.
I can't imagine Dave not being on his phone
maybe
for 45 minutes.
Maybe it's the one time ever. Maybe we should test it next time he's in the barber's, because normally Dave will always give you a very, very quick reply because he's always on his phone.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to see if we know
text
he has an appointment.
Him.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he has all those things on his phone, like his little
fidget spinners and stuff.
So he can do that but not actually open up the screen.
True. Dean was on as well.
Just a quick one on the perspective of a barbery. Going to a barber shop, it's like going to a friend's house that you haven't seen in a while. Aww. It's that kind of respect. You don't take your phone out unless someone's ringing you. And even at that, you mightn't even answer it. That's the kind of perspective I take anyway.
Wow.
That's
so like it's the relationship between men. Isn't that?
It's really
men nice.
Being close together. Yeah. Okay, I love it.
Yeah, because you can't imagine if you haven't seen a friend in weeks.
How dare
and
I poo-poo
down.
This?
Yeah.
Let men talk to each other. Callum, you're a man.
Thank you for letting me speak.
You're welcome.
Because men I have a lot of thoughts on this.
Okay.
And we've had a lot of messages in. Yemi says that he's on his phone all the time.
Okay.
Sean says, yes, I go on my phone all the time at the barber.
Oh.
Jamie has said, my friend is a barber. He owns his own barbershop and he comes to my house to cut my hair. And we're always on our phones looking at videos on our phones.
Oh, God.
Now, I don't want the barber to be on their phone.
I know.
Like, maybe keep an eye on the hair.
Like, I would not be doing that. Like, you're all sick. If you go to the barber's, you do not be on your phone. That is the unwritten rule of the barber.
Okay.
I am there under the blanket, stiff as a sheet. The cape, what is it?
It's not a blanket.
It's basically a blanket.
It doesn't keep you warm. It's not a blanket.
It's the barber blanket. But like, honestly.
Shout out the barber blanket.
Honestly, it is.
Barber blankie.
I am there, rigid. I'm sat in the chair, hands on my knees. I can feel like my watch vibrating, getting the notifications from my phone.
It doesn't sound very comfortable, Callum.
I don't dare lift my arm out of the blanket.
You're doing like the class picture pose, like you're in the front row.
Because you are there respecting your barber's time. You're having a chat with him.
Mm.
And again, what
do you not think you'd ever be giving your barber a break if you just went your phone so they didn't have to keep you entertained?
Like, oh, this lad, better keep yapping.
My barber loves a yap. He's a proper chap.
What do you talk about?
Just like what we've been like. I probably go once a month. Yeah. So it's almost like a therapy session. It's here's what's happening.
For God's sake, Callum, open up your phone so he's not having to be double jobbing.
No, because he's chatting.
Barber and therapist.
He's chatting about if I've gone on holiday, and then I'm chatting about what's going on in his life.
Oh my God, sorry, we have an update. What does our Dave do when he's at the barber's?
No way.
Dave comes to our barbers. He always just has a good chat.
Stop!
What a revelation.
Guys, I love this.
That's shocking, especially for chronically online David Hammond.
Please tell us what Dave talks to you about. I'm like, what are these conversations? That's beautiful, Callum.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice chat.
Thank you.
And to Dave's barber, it's actually an honour to hear from you, because he really does hold you in very, very high regard.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I'm glad you get a yap off.
That's cool. I think a lot of maybe it's a good thing for barbers to just enforce the whole no phone policy.
Yeah.
Overall. Yeah.
Drop your phone in the basket when you arrive.
Do you know what I'm going to get Callum for Christmas? A barber blanket.
A barber blanket.
Get one off Amazon. Here's Calvin Harris. You're listening to Spin. Good morning.
Harry's getting on. We've been asking you this morning if you're a person who goes to the barber, or if you are a barber, phone or no phone. Do you go on your phone or not in the barber's chair? Is it rude? Is it not the vibe? Tell us. Get in touch. 0877111038. The general consensus seems to be no. You don't go on your phone at the barber. And I'm throwing it back to where this whole discourse began with my partner, Dwayne, who has never gone on the phone as barber. And I just think it's a bit mad. He said, one of the key reasons I don't look at my phone is because my hands are trapped. And I assume that's under the barber blanket that Callum referenced earlier. And he said, even if a bit of hair falls on my nose, I have to wait for the right time and wrestle an arm free to swat it away. And even then, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Sebastian. Sebastian is his barber. So you're sitting there. Even if you get an itch, or even if you have to rub your eye,
it's
or anything.
Always when you're in that situation that everything gets itchy because you feel like you can't.
Yeah,
I just always pull the Roby thing up over, like up to get my arm?
Yeah.
No, you are trapped in the barber blanket.
Okay, so I'm sensing this is less about the phone and more about the blanket.
But
and you're restricted from any sort
I'm happy to have that 20 minutes off my screens as well.
That's good. Oh, yeah. You. Well done. Oh, they should have a little patch of grass at every barber chair that you can touch. Well, no, you can't because your hands are restricted by the blanket.
Maybe you put your little feet on some grass.
Yeah.
Liam was in touch. Never a phone in the barber's. If you can't have 20 minutes without a screen, you've bigger problems. 20 minutes, peace and quiet. Biggest challenge for me is staying awake. I was getting a sports massage yesterday, which was really sore, and I nearly fell asleep. I'd fall asleep. I think for anything like that, especially for the girls who have to sit there for hours, it's a shame there's not a way you can just lie down.
Yeah, it's just
put me to sleep.
That would be good, because like if you're a girl who gets your eyelashes or your eyebrows done, that's a good time to fall asleep.
It's lovely,
in this humdrum world, if you like lie or sit down for a minute, you're falling asleep, girl.
Anytime you can be horizontal is a good time, I think. Another Liam was in touch. Here he is.
What's happening, Ireland? Big up from Liverpool and whatnot. Hey, so the barber thing, you can't pick your phone up in the barber's, man. It's rule 101. Like, you've got a green light not to speak to your bird or your wife or whatever. Oh. He's not just a barber, he's a therapist. He talks about everything that goes on in your life all day, every day, all different walks of life, all different conversations. Every person's different. Some people probably sit there and don't talk, but he still cracks on with it, man. Keep your phones in your pocket, man. You can't be whipping out your phones. Have a great day, Ireland.
Oh, thank you very much, Liam, and thanks for checking in all the way from Liverpool. I think actually, like, barbers, they've gotten so much love this morning from lads. They should get some, like, honorary citizen award.
Well, they should get a pay raise at the least, because they're double jobbing as therapists, and I don't think that's what they signed up for at barber school.
Dublin travel with Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
One more question. Sorry, they're all flowing now. Callum, you know the way there's kind of a thing for girls where it's like, don't tell your hairdresser or anything, because the chances are everyone's telling everyone everything, and it might go like, would you trust?
Oh yeah, you tell the barber knows everything.
So you'd be hitting the barber with it. Obviously, no one knows this. Don't say this to anyone now. I'd say the barber, when he hears that, he says, hang on, let me put down my scissors for a second.
Do you know what I love? A book from a hairdresser or a barber, just with all the crap they've heard.
Genuinely.
There's real trust there.
There's tea to be had.
Absolutely. Someone who's retired, who doesn't need clients anymore, I think, definitely.
Yes.
You don't want to break that trust. It's coming up 1:09. What's the story on the roads, Alex?
Morning, guys. The M11 northbound heading onto the M50 is at a standstill from the junction with the M50 to Dundrum, with a break down at Cherrywood. M50 southbound is slow from Ballymun to Firhouse. The N3 inbound is busy from Dunboyne to Clonsilla after an earlier crash, which is causing delays to surrounding roads like the Snugborough Road. Thanks to a listener for the text there. And the Swords Road inbound is slow between the Port Tunnel and Griffith Avenue.
Thanks very much, Alex. On the way after 9 o'clock, when everyone's safely in school, we're going to talk about new knickers. New knickers what would you say about them? They'll keep you very warm in the wintertime.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'll give you all the details just after 9.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello there. How are you?
How are you getting on?
I have found the perfect transportable, I wouldn't say breakfast, I would say snack in the lead up to breakfast to keep you going for a while. So, you know the way everyone talks about protein these days?
Protein, game.
I'm sorry. I know.
No, I know, but you are like, God, I better get myself some of that.
Yeah.
Like, seems to be quite the thing.
The most protein, really, like, thing I probably eat daily, I eat a lot of eggs.
Nice.
I eat eggs every day, good. I would say, in some form. Mostly boiled. You can't beat a boiled egg.
And would you
Six minutes when it's totally into boiling water, 6 minutes, perfect mix of gooey and hard.
Right, still perfect. Jammy, as people like to say about
it. Big fan of an egg. But apart from that, like, I suppose I eat a bit of chicken. Mm. Anyway, point being, I am finally on the buzz of protein yogurt.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I was in the shop the other day and I was looking to pick some up for the week and I was like, You know the way sometimes in a protein yogurt, you know it's not going to taste as good as a regular yogurt. It's going to be a bit of something dusty going on, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to taste a little bit dusty. So I decided to make things a bit more fun. I would get the protein yogurt pouches.
You bought yourself an adult frube.
I got myself an adult frube. And the only other person in this world who I know enjoys not protein, but regular yogurts in a tube, is my 2-year-old nephew, Will.
Of course.
And he flies through these lads, squeezing them all day, every day.
Yeah, they're
good. And I have to say, it's a bit of crack. No spoon required if you're on the move in the morning, you know. No running up and down to the dishwasher. Just in the gob. Job done. Big fan.
And
would recommend.
Is it powdery?
yeah, like they're never going to taste
a little bit.
This is a strawberry one, and I reckon without the protein, it would taste a huge amount better.
Because I saw you with it yesterday, and I thought, I'm going to get myself a protein yogurt.
Oh, come on.
But I just don't know if I'm ready yet for the tube, for the pouch structure.
What do you need? So, what do you think you need to get yourself ready for that?
Just a bit of bravery. Oh, I just need to be brave. So maybe by the end of the week, I'll have a protein sack
If I didn't feel slightly unwell, I would offer you a suck, but...
Let's not share the pouch.
Let's go on our own individual journeys, with the sacks of protein yogurt.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Record breaker again Friday on the cash machine. 260 grand details on how you can get your hands in it in the next 20 minutes or so.
Very, very nice. For now, though, I was talking on the show yesterday about how I was out walking with my dog, Danish, and I had to pull her away from a Rottweiler because she was going absolutely ballistic at the Rottweiler. And while that happened, in my pocket, You've Got a Friend in Me from the Toy Story soundtrack started playing. And that inspired me.
Let's just confirm, that's not something that you were listening to in your personal playlist.
No, it was on someone's Instagram story. But I know, I'm sure people are like, she definitely has that on repeat.
It's going to be like
out my Spotify Wrapped next year. No, I wasn't even listening to headphones, because that's why it started playing out loud.
Of course.
So then I was kind of thinking, oh, what are the other worst songs that could play if you are in public and you can't turn it off? And one of them was Mr. Brightside by The Killers. So I got that up on YouTube, and I was looking at the YouTube comments under that song, and it was just making me laugh so much. Like, they're just good crack, just wholesome fun in there. And I was thinking, would you, Emma and Callum, and maybe you listening, be able to guess a song that I bring to you based on some of the YouTube comments?
Oh, that's fun.
That I give you.
Love.
So I have three songs.
Okay.
And I have three comments.
This is a bit of me now. This is okay.
Some of them are obvious. I'm going to say in every one of them, the final comment is a little bit of a giveaway.
Okay. So maybe if we can guess before the third,
it's not necessarily a giveaway, but it's the most obvious one.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Let's do this. Yay.
Okay. So the first song, comment number one: everybody has their own lyrics for this song.
Everyone has their own lyrics for this song.
It's got to be a sing-alongable song, but no one really knows the words to.
I'm thinking of the Subway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Okay. I was thinking a bit older, like the Ketchup song, but I don't think it's going to be that.
I can confirm it's neither of those.
Okay.
Everybody has their own lyrics for this song. Next, this comment is only a drop in the ocean. Nobody can find me.
What? This comment is only a drop in the ocean. Britney Spears, the time where she's like, my thing went under the ocean and you found it.
Oops, I did it again.
No. Oh, damn.
I think they're saying there's a lot of comments on this.
Okay.
I'm a drop in the ocean, I'm a needle in the haystack. Do you know what I mean?
How's that meant to help me guess the song?
Yeah, the word ocean is just giving me Calvin Harris and ocean, but I don't think it's that either.
Think of something that's been viewed a lot on YouTube.
Baby Shark.
Gangnam Style?
Neither of those, but maybe getting a bit warm. Okay. This song, I always be vibing with. It goes way too hard. It's a banger, bro, TBH.
And we're meant to get that from that one.
And you're saying that's the giveaway?
No, wait. Okay, I actually have four for this first one.
Okay,
it's a banger, bro, TBH. And this person always be vibing with it. Anyway, final comment. World population, 8.2 billion. This song viewings, 8.6 billion. Obviously the greatest song of this generation.
Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee.
Despacito.
Despacito.
Let's see.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Famously viewed more times than there are people in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, but that is the only of the comments that would have given it away for
me. Yeah, I said, well, that's what I said. The final one will be a giveaway. And shout out to the person who said, I always be vibing, it goes way too hard. They left that, when I checked this, they had left that comment 2 hours ago yesterday. So they came back how many years is that song out? And they're still thinking about it.
Okay, come on. Let's
next up, song number two. First comment. I want this to be the end credits to the universe.
Oh, so it's got to be an emotional song.
The end credits to the universe, and we've had Zadie Yankee. This could cover any period of time.
I'm going to go the Script Hall of Fame.
I'm going to go. I don't know why my brain is stuck on Britney. Britney Spears sometimes.
Okay. Sometimes I run. Neither of those, but well done.
Damn.
When I get my alien from Area 51, I'm forcing him to listen to this.
Oh.
Bees on his show, love.
No, it's not Bees and Honey. Okay, do you want the kind of giveaway?
Yeah, go on.
Why does his unibrow have a stronger connection than my Wi-Fi?
Oh, who's got a unibrow? Yeah. Who's got a strong unibrow? God, who has Enrique Iglesias?
It's he's not Enrique bros. Iglesias. Do you want to know?
Yeah, go on.
It's this. Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw
it back to you. That's a terrible... End of universe.
No.
But I guess it's just probably the biggest song that everyone knows. And it's always.
I don't like that one.
Obviously, there were so many anyway. Here's Wonderwall and every lad at an after session with a guitar. And this one that I obviously couldn't say. They always say, here's Wonderwall, but never, how's Wonderwall? So honorable mention. Okay, final song in the game.
Okay, come on. Okay. I really want to do well at this.
Okay. Well, you've got one. I think that's good. Okay, first clue. So this is what's actually going on inside Willy Wonka's factory.
Oh, chocolate, 1975.
No, but very good. That was
very
quick.
Good. Robbie Williams' Candy.
Oh, no, that's my most hated song ever. I would never include that. I despise that
song.
Okay. Do you want the next one?
Yeah.
Censoring this song is like using an umbrella while a tsunami is about to hit.
Okay, so as in it's so song. Bold that there's no point in censoring it.
WAP.
Whips and Chains. This is what goes on in Willy Wonka's factory. Could be something to do with WAP.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, you know, weird. I don't know why. I just feel like in terms of it being kind of a whimsical, not understood. Anyway, go on.
No, you're thinking it could be something to do with WAP. Okay, this next clue might give it away. Something tells me this isn't about waffles and pancakes.
Something
waffles to, waffle and house? Pancakes. Waffles.
Take by the ocean?
Waffles and pancakes.
Oh, wow. I was right.
Oh. From the top,
yeah. Well done, Callum.
Thank you. And that was on the second clue.
I can't believe you're not even nervous of whether I did the second clue.
Yeah, no, as soon as you started playing, I was like, is this the radio edit? I did not check any of these clues.
Love, love, love. Can you just remind me what the three clues were for song three there? Because I just got my head around it.
So this is what's actually going on inside Willy Wonka's factory.
Yeah, if my connotation there made no sense.
If you remember from the music video, it kind of looked like a bit Willy Wonka-esque with like the black and white kind of hallway and stuff. Yeah. Censoring this song is like using an umbrella while a tsunami is about to hit. So well done,
good
Callum. That's when you got it, because obviously it's a bad one. Something tells me this isn't about waffles and pancakes. WAP. Waffles and pancakes.
Sorry,
what
I feel
palaver.
Like this should be a new game on the show on the weekly.
It's fun, isn't it?
So fun.
Thanks, guys.
And it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Now,
hello.
Before we go a second further, little warning if there are little ears in the car. This is a grand old story, but it's all about knickers, to be honest. And just in case you are a bit like, do you know what? Not for my three-year-old right now. That is totally fair enough. Come back to us in a mo. I'm talking about this. Kim Kardashian has launched a new... Kim Kardashian. A new Skims product. And she's done some kind of weird stuff with Skims in the past. Do you remember the time she did the bra with the fake nipple on the front?
Of course.
To make it look like you have erect nipples at all times.
And then she step it up again and it had the nipple with the nipple piercing.
Yes, she did. Well, the new thing that she's doing, and there's no doubt in my mind, she is doing this for PR. She is a PR genius.
She is.
But what she's launching right now is a faux hair micro string thong. Right. So essentially, it has fake pubic hair, okay, on the front of the thong.
Okay.
It has a mixture. It has everything you might wish if you want to mix up what kind of pubic hair you like. It's got curly. It's got straight.
Oh, wow.
It's got 12 color shades. They're pricey enough for a bit of string with fake pubic hair. They're pricing in at $32. They announced this yesterday. And now this is what I'm saying. Warning, okay, for kids in the car. The caption on the post says, just dropped the ultimate bush. And the tagline says, your carpet can be whatever colour you want it to be. And you have to say fair play, but I think a lot of women have the capability of growing their own if they would like to.
They do.
To.
Maybe these are for people who've got laser hair removal and regret it.
And they want to
get back to their roots.
What they're missing, hey.
You know what I mean?
What they are missing is certain different styles, maybe, of...
That's what I was going to say. Like, if it's the ultimate bush, are we talking serious ultimate bush? Like, is there full coverage?
Full
or is it a little
coverage.
Scrimpy kind of little...
No, like it's plenty.
It's not a landing strip. Oh, right, okay.
Like I said, this will keep you warm in the wintertime.
Well, that is timely that she brought it out now.
That's what I thought. A lot of the reaction online was negative. Kim, I don't have time for this today. Who asked for this? People saying it's insane and unnecessary. I kind of love it. Why not, to be honest? If people are into it, they're into it.
Imagine commenting that on Kim Kardashian's skin. Kim, I don't have time for this. As if she'll be like, oh God, sorry about that, Mary.
Yeah,
no bother.
Yeah, yeah. Now, as we did mention the kind of stuff she's done before, she did the sculpt face wrap.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that got a lot of criticism.
Mental.
The bra with the built-in fake nipple, again, that's kind of harmless. It's a bit of crack. Mm-hmm. The waist trimmer, very problematic. But I think if she's going down the more realistic line, there, I do have some suggestions if Kim is listening this
morning.
I
hope she is. I know she's a fan of the show.
We have the nipple bra, but I'd like the hairy nipple bra.
Thank you.
Just features the random and relentless, too strong as an ox hairs that just grow back every few weeks out of nowhere. Even though you're not shaving these little bad boys, you're actually plucking them.
Yeah, so you would think the right thing.
You would think that the hair would get weaker, but no, they somehow
come back with a
stronger each time. So then,
absolutely.
Ever being more realistic, I want bodysuits with built-in armpit hair tufts.
Nice.
Thank
okay.
You very much.
Very
yeah.
good.
I would like cellulite enhancing shorts.
That will be her next thing. Mm-hmm. Mark my bloody words. I guarantee.
Ingrown hair lingerie. Okay, we all know what goes on in those sensitive areas. God help us all.
So we're thinking a bit of a chafing short with the ingrown hairs going all the way down.
We've all been there with the mirror going, how do I squeeze this thing out?
Stop.
And finally, one for the lads, arse pimple boxers. A lot to work with there.
I don't think many will really need those. I think they've got it working natural with that.
Here is the brilliant Olivia Dean. This is Man I Need. You're listening to Spin 103.8. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Okay, we're in the middle of One Foot in the Rave. This is the game that with very little to go on, you try and identify a dance song. It's really impressive if you guess this correctly. I'm always blown away by people because all you're hearing this morning is 0.2 of a second of a dance song. That's it. That's it.
Yes.
And even those 0.2 seconds, it sounds very familiar.
Yeah, I feel like this one is very much a if you know, you know.
IYKYK.
Exactly.
The cool kids would say. Okay, lots of people thinking they know this one. You've been sending the word rave over to us on a WhatsApp and our number, of course. If you ever want to get in touch, is 087-711-1038. Una, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, good. All right. You think you know this song based on the 0.2 seconds?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's have a listen.
What are you thinking, Una?
Is it I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas?
That's what I was thinking.
Really?
That's what I was thinking. That's the like, yeah, it's very good. Callum. What?
Oh,
are you serious?
Because
it goes dum. I got a feeling.
Dum.
Oh, sugar.
So it's kind of bassy like that.
Yeah, that rules that out for me as well. Una, thanks a mil.
Well done, Una. Good guess.
Thank you so much. See you later.
Bye, girl.
Okay, no joy, no joy. We move. That's me out. That was the thing. I was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's hear again. Collie is there as well. How are you?
I'm all good, thanks.
All right.
Good, good. Okay, what do you think the song is?
I think it's La Passion from Gigi D'Agostino.
Gigi D'Agostino.
Oh, you're throwing it way back with that.
What does that go like again, the chorus?
It goes...
Now you're getting me.
That's not come with me, is it?
No, that's that's a DJ.
Oh, that's at the end of every week, each one of us becomes a freak. Tonight the DJ makes us move under the switch.
Oh my God.
Okay, Collie, it is not, but thank you so much for giving it a go and reminding us of at the end of every week.
DJ Sammy.
That's the one.
Come with me. No. Okay, thank you so much, Collie. Sorry, I know that's not what you wanted to hear today.
I was thinking it's actually, baby, I love you so, I'll never let you go. Anyway, we're fabulous.
I'd say Collie was like, shut the hell up. It's not even the song or the artist, I guess.
Here's the clip. How are you, Eloise?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. All right, here is the clip of that song again.
What do you think, Eloise?
It says David Guetta, Love Is Gone.
Love is gone.
Ding, ding, ding.
I can't really sing it on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Do you know the bit that go, am I supposed to do? That works.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, yeah. Okay.
No! Oh, you really thought you had it there. Big shake of the head from Callum.
I think people are getting close. Dun, 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 dun.
That's what I'm just assuming this song is going to become. The intro to that song is very much that tone.
Yes.
Eloise, so sorry. Thanks, though.
No problem.
Thanks, girl.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There's been very few One Foot in the Raves that I felt as passionate about as this one.
Yeah.
It's bothering me quite a bit. Tomorrow's clip, 0.4 of a second. It sounds like this.
Oh.
Whoa.
1 second, I say that again. We play again for your chance to win 8 IMC Cinema Passes on tomorrow morning show.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
I think Fiona's final feelings would have been better.
Fiona's final feelings, no, that could get too sad. I don't think people are ready for that. I think like the listeners trying to get on with their day, they don't need my feelings.
Just your thoughts.
They need hard facts,
yeah.
Which is what is usually discussed at this segment of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. And today, I'm talking about this man I saw on Instagram.
I thought you were going to be like, I'm talking about this man I saw on the lift.
And I would like to dox him. No, it's this man. And obviously the reel is from 6th of August, but I only see it now because that's how Instagram works. It takes a while before you get served this content. And he says, "You will not catch me getting fast food on my lunch break. I'll take a $6 rotisserie chicken that meets my protein goals." And I know this is very visual and it's not great, but I'm going to really graphically explain it to you listening. He's wearing what can only be described as like a plastic cape, the kind of thing that you wear. You know when you see pictures of people who are at Niagara Falls so they don't get splashed?
Oh yeah,
it's like a big poncho, big plastic poncho.
Or like something a butcher would wear.
A butcher, yeah. He's got gloves on and he's drizzling the rotisserie chicken with hot sauce and he's eating it with his bare hands.
Sick.
And and he's eating it in his lunch, in his car, with his work clothes underneath. And I just think we need to stop with the protein. I know you and me were talking about our protein yogurts earlier, and I was talking about protein bars yesterday. But if you're sitting in your car, in your work car park, hoofing in to a full chicken, I think he's got bigger problems.
Respect to you, sir.
He does not leave a morsel. He doesn't leave a single shred of meat.
And imagine, does he look like a muscly man?
I can't tell. He's got his poncho on.
Does he look like he's met his...
his goals? Well, he says he is. Let me try and get it up on the screen for you. It won't work, but I'll show it to you now. And I'll put it on my Instagram story, guys, at Fiona Frawl. Please follow me. I'm going to be huge in about 6 to 8 business years. He doesn't look particularly massive to me. He just looks like a guy that I hope is okay.
But isn't it better than going and getting like a chipper for your lunch break?
No.
Or a Mackie D's?
That's always good to do.
Buying a rotisserie chicken is one of those like ultimate treats. Like,
yeah.
I see them all the time and I would never dare. Someone's referred to them before as the bachelor's handbag.
A gentleman's handbag. Bachelor's handbag. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd often pick one up. I must say, my fellow Jack, he roasted his own chicken last night and I was like, you're such a good man.
On a Tuesday?
Yeah, we had a full roast last night. What?
Man.
No way.
He was working from home, you know yourself.
Okay, so what time do you get started with that?
Dunno, I was asleep.
Wow.
House
husband.
Smells so good in here.
Oh my god. No shop rotisserie for him.
Oh, he had it all like marinated and all some deliciousness. Oh, listen, lads, we'll keep him. He just cooks so well. Here's Elton John and Dua Lipa, Cold Heart. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Elton John, keeping himself so busy. I saw online the other day, he's got a song coming out with Sam Fender. He's technically credited as like a collaborator.
Yeah.
But I think he's only on piano.
But didn't he famously retire and make such a big song and dance out of that?
He'll be on that tour forever.
Oh, for God's sake.
Can we yet call that song a throwback?
Cold Heart.
Yeah.
When was it? Is it about 3 years ago?
I'm going to say 5 years. I don't know, actually.
5 years. Half a decade.
It does feel like not a recent song at all now.
We haven't heard it.
2021.
Wow.
COVID vibes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of COVID, Michaela's back from being off.
She's a bad dose, God bless her.
She's kicking off 10 spin hits in a row. And listen closely. If you hear her play an 11th song, you could win some gorgeous prizes like €250 perfume vouchers, €250 your flight vouchers. The list goes on. And she's also kicking off the Naughty Threesome. Yes, next. LL Cool J in there. And JLS. Everybody in love.
Put your hands up. Everybody and every girl. Yeah, okay, enough singing for me. Sorry to everyone.
See you in the morning.
Bye.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.